Hey there, ISDP. What is going on, guys? I hope you're doing good. I hope things are going well. I hope you are starting your week off the right way. It's your boy Colt hopping in again. Mainly just trying to see how everyone's doing, see what's up, talk about a couple things, and we'll ship off from there. One thing I am trying to work on a little bit, you know, behind baseball, behind the magic, I should say. Magic sounds terrible. Behind the scenes, we'll put it that way. I feel like I start to talk way too fast on this podcast, and I start tripping up my words, or I just kind of start locking up my brain and I don't really know what to say. And then I get more worried because then there's dead spots. So I'm trying a slightly different approach, trying to not worry about that. If there's dead spots and it bothers you, I apologize. Please let me know. But more importantly, I hope the people that listen to this hop into Discord, hop into Twitter. Majority of you know where to find me. Let me know what you think of this episode. Hopefully I'm changing the pace. I feel like I'm changing the pace. Honestly, I feel like I'm moving so slow that I'm going backwards. So, a little difficult, but we're going to try it here. And we're going to see what happens. We'll see what goes on. So, other than that, let's talk about real quick about what I've been up to and things that I've been doing. I have been currently streaming, which I'm sure a few of you have seen, the hell out of Hogwarts Legacy. And man, that game is, I am willing to say right now, go ahead and cancel me. This is my game of the year. Absolutely beautiful. The story is amazing. This game just wants me to play more. This may be the first game I 100% complete. And that involves going in and getting the platinum trophy as well. It is just all around an absolute fantastic game. My only complaint is how short the main story is, and I wish it was longer, and I pray that they come out with some DLC for this. Just so I can keep playing, because I feel that strongly about this game. I can tell you there's a few people that I know that aren't Harry Potter fans. I've convinced them to just try this game and pick it up, and they've also fallen in love. Because it's not really Harry Potter. It is a world of magic and wizardry that just kind of so happens to be at Hogwarts. But other than that, there's really not a lot of the Harry Potter lore in there. There is Harry Potter lore, but if you just don't care about that, you could totally just skip through it. It is absolutely fantastic. Casting the spells just feels super, super amazing. Flying around on the broomstick or the various creatures that you can, and kind of just spanning over the horizon and just kind of seeing the world, seeing the forest, seeing everything about it. There's not enough words for me to describe this game. 100%. If you guys find it on a sale, you need to buy it. I'd pay $100 for this game if I could. It is absolutely phenomenal, other than the story is so short. But there is a lot of side quests. And the fun part is, depending on which house you get into, there's also different side quests for each house. So there kind of gives you a little bit more of an incentive to play through it again for the other houses, which ultimately is what the platinum trophy is you have to get a certain point in all four houses and you get the platinum trophy. It's an absolutely amazing game. I will admit, I am a Harry Potter fan. Not like a crazy Harry Potter fan. I've watched all the movies. I've kind of read halfway through the books before I just gave up because, but it's enjoyable. It is so enjoyable. Just a great time. Catching creatures, fighting the loyalist Ashwinder loyalists, breeding your creatures, finding the rare literal shinies like Pokemon. It's just super great. I don't have any other words for it. It's just fantastic. This is my game of the year, quite possibly for the next 2-3 years. I'm like, you know what? This game is going to be what I compare the rest of the games to. Absolutely phenomenal. So definitely pick it up again. Also, I would like to apologize a little bit. Weather's changing out here in where I live. Majority of you know. And it's turning into a more of a drier climate. Allergies are affecting me, leaving my chest a little scratchy and dried up. So, voice probably sounds a little bit different. Don't worry, everything's okay. Just allergies and sinuses are really kicking me right now. But about 2 days, they'll be away and everything will be good. One other update. Tuesday, I'll be out in Portland, hopefully visiting one of our other friends, and also doing hiking, breweries, wineries, the whole shebang, and etc. Hopefully I'll be posting videos about that on Twitter and whatnot, and kind of just go through that and hang out. I'm going out with my the old lady friend and going from there. But next thing I kind of want to talk about is a game that I just finished today. It is a small indie game that I bought in a little trio bundle. Little bit of backstory of that. One of my coworkers suggested, because she heard that I love card games. It's this card game on Steam called Inscription. And it is basically a roguelite, semi-horror, it's more creepy, card game. And so I go and look it up, and I think it's like $7 to $10. But for $20, you can get that game in a bundle with two other games all made by the same developer. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. Like, I know I'm going to enjoy this. Let's support indie developers. Let's get that bundle. So we got the bundle. The other two games were called The Hex and Pony Island, which I believe some of you remember. I spoke about Pony Island last episode of the podcast. Thought it was enjoyable. Kind of reminds me of like the TV show Mr. Robot. Little vibes like that. But good time. This last weekend, I decided to hop in to The Hex and kind of give that a little bit of a go as well. Now, this one is basically about video game characters. Forgotten video game characters, I should say. Kind of all lost at this wayward inn and bar thing. There's a whole story behind it, so I'm trying not to spoil anything or give it up. But I do strongly suggest you definitely check that game out too. It was very fun. If you can get all three in the bundle still, I'm not sure if you can. I strongly recommend it because, like I said, yeah, all three are enjoyable. It's a good time. Definitely pick them up, support some indie developers, and have fun with it. Yeah, other than that, been working on some of my own game development, which I have not had a chance to stream yet. Like I said, I would. It's just been a little difficult, but we will get there and start recording those things, kind of posting them to YouTube as well as Twitch, and hearing your guys' opinions, as well as giving you guys kind of a peek behind the curtain of what the process is like and how it goes. I definitely do have quite a few ideas that I would love to try to pursue, especially on Twitch with you guys as the audience, and see how they kind of go and watch you guys, or have you guys watch this whole thing grow. I think it'll be a good time. Just have not had a chance to. Things have been super crazy with my life and work and whatnot. But it's still on the table. It's still going to be there. Just need a little bit more time, much like this whole podcast going longer in time. So it's all getting worked on. Do not worry. Let me take 2 seconds to get a quick little drink break. Feel free to play any royalty-free music in your head as I do this. That was nice. Anyways, back to it. Really, the only big news that has come out these last few weeks, and we're kind of in that weird springtime lull of things that are waiting for, you know, the big summer release slash E3 slash Summer Games Fest, and the likes of which. Not a lot of video game news, but there was one big thing, and that was E3 has decided to cancel after basically every developer besides, I believe, Konami said that they weren't going to show up. This basically signifies that E3 is dead in the water. Do I enjoy that? No. I really enjoyed watching those during, you know, summer at work. All my coworkers and I would kind of put it on a big TV and we would sit there and work while we watched it. And it was a fun little time. Do I understand why E3 is basically done and why companies don't want to go to E3? Yes, I totally understand. Not a big fan of it though, but I get it. I think the issue with that as well, though, is Nintendo has done this for such a long time with their own Nintendo Directs, and Xbox and especially PlayStation have kind of been coming around with their State of Plays and Xbox Presents and whatnot, that they're like, you know what, we can just do this ourselves, we can launch it whenever we want, just post to YouTube, people are going to watch, etc. The problem is, now that they've basically set this precedent of we can release these announcement presentations whenever we want, fans, and this has been happening for a little bit now, fans are constantly wondering when the next one is and are getting frustrated when a new one doesn't randomly drop each week. One thing that was nice about E3 and having the whole Summer Games Fest thing was you kind of just focused on that because you knew that was going to happen every time. Or I should say every year, at least once a year, you were getting this E3 announcement, etc. I can definitely think back to a couple years ago. I believe the Nintendo Directs, there was a space of, I want to say, about 14 to 16 months that we received nothing. And we're all kind of just left up in the air and had no clue what was going on. I think it was right after Animal Crossing got released or delayed, one of the two. And then I forget whichever one was after that, but I want to say it was about a year and a half-ish afterwards. And, you know, they definitely heard it from the fans. It's, you're obviously never going to please everyone and make everyone happy, but these companies that, number one, said no to E3 and kind of ended, or kind of made it result into E3 ending itself, you've really kind of set this precedent now of you guys are more than capable to do this on your own because you don't need E3 anymore and you're willing to let it die, then show up this year. Then where's your stuff? You know, what have you had to show? Have you not had anything to show and that's why you just haven't shown up? And at that point, why even bother giving you money? Because why did I buy a PS5 or an Xbox and you just don't have things that are coming out yourself? I want to say it was back in, 2021, 2022 that we heard about a new Spider-Man game, the Wolverine game. Few games like that that stood out in that state of play that we have not heard anything about since. And you're kind of scratching your head wondering what's going on. When these games are going to come out, or when are these games going to come out? So it's kind of interesting. It's sad, and luckily we still have Summer Game Fest, and that's at least something that we can look forward to. But this, it, number one, I understood why, and number two, these companies now really need to come out swinging and have some things for themselves, because they showed that they think that they can do it on their own. So now you're going to need to, because you're not going to have a huge summer presentation like E3. Well, early summer presentation like E3 to fall back on and say, well, we're going to present some stuff there. No, it's okay. Now, where's your stuff you're going to present? So it should be interesting. I think summer we're going to have obviously quite a few games because of Summer Games Fest, duh. But it's kind of interesting because I feel like everyone's kind of in uncharted waters right now as far as gaming news of things that are coming out from the big three, at least these next few months, and what that's going to entail. Definitely an interesting concept right now. Definitely going to be real great to see some news come out. Hopefully this week, fingers crossed, something comes out, and I eat my words here, but we'll see what happens. Other than that, I don't have much. Kind of think that's it. I would love to start doing questions again. I got to talk to my boy Slacker and see what kind of questions he's got. Talk to a few people and try to figure out other segments. I know I obviously keep talking about that, but it's kind of just been on my mind, and yeah, I got to sit down and figure that out. Would love some more feedback from you guys and kind of what y'all are thinking about right now. And we go from there. And yeah, other than that, I am so glad and happy that you guys are on this wild ride with me. Thank you for listening this long. Look out for me, you know, talking on social media. Hopefully you guys are joining the Discord and you're in the Discord ready to talk and hang out. And other than that, yeah, I hope you guys have a great week. Let me know you guys' opinions. Yeah, I'm no good with goodbyes, as you guys can tell. But I hope you have a good one. And until next time, I hope you guys enjoy yourselves. Peace.